Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
As per the schedule, we have to have all board representatives privy for the meeting if they wish. Fortitude Holdings have requested to dial in.
Of course they fucking have.
Hi, guys.
Patrick?
Yes.
I thought it was supposed to be one of your representatives dialing into this meeting.
Hi, I'm Patrick Nolan, and I'll be representing Patrick Nolan, all-round nice guy and minority shareholder of Ashwood City.
Fuck's sake, if I'd have known this, I wouldn't have agreed.
Yeah. I know.
It's on the schedule.
It's on the schedule as Fortitude Holdings representative calling in as Patricia.
Exactly. Where the fuck is this Patricia?
Gary.
All right. I see what you've done there.
Right, well, I've dialed in, so talk amongst yourselves.
Okay. So we'll have three of the main corporate boxes for Anaheim Sports Group, right, Hutch?
That's right, Gary, and I want the corporate restaurant pretty much just us. A few of you guys and then my clients.
Can we arrange that?
Why are you looking at me?
I'm asking you a question.
I'm not a fucking maitre d', Gary.
Jess, book the restaurant for the Americans. I don't want to fucking ask again.
Yeah, Jess.
Shut up, Alex.
You run a tight ship there, Gary.
Permission to walk the plank?
Granted.
Yeah, do one, Jess.
Gary, that parrot on his shoulder's gonna get a smack.
Are we expecting a big attendance? I want the guys to be really blown away by the support.
Yes, mate. Guaranteed sellout for a Newcastle visit.
It's beyond a guarantee, Hutch. There's nothing else to do in Ashwood.
Oh, I heard the Kent Vegan and Craft Beer Festival is in town.
Patricia, shut the fuck up. You don't have a say in the meeting. You get to listen in because of protocol.
So the Vegan Craft Beer Festival shouldn't take away any numbers from our support.
Why not?
Just trust me, Hutch. We will be fine.
I want some big names there.
Celebrities? Yeah. Aye, we can look into that.
Celebrity Ashwood fans? What are you going to look into? Heat magazine? There's only about three of them.
Jess, shush.
Yeah, it's that tall ginger ass from Take Me Out. No, and then that guy from the Bros documentary. No, not the guy. I don't know what you want me to do. Like, I can't just suddenly make an Ainsley Harriet fan, can I? I mean, this is bollocks, Gary. There are no famous Ashwood fans.
If Hutch wants us to get some big names for his clients to interact with, then we'll get him some big names.
They're Americans. The best pool of celebrity Ashwood fans are a few Eurosceptic journalists, that big bloke off the Chase. They don't know who they are. I barely know where they are. And it's my job to know who they are.
He's called the Beast, isn't he? I think he's called the Beast. Look, we'll talk about this later. Now shut up and nod along.
Well, I'm not invited to this fun day out at home to Newcastle, so we won't talk about it later. We'll talk about it now. The only moment I have to actually fix it.
Gary, I want British celebs.
I see, yeah.
But like royal type ones, you know, sirs and dames, the ones with letters after them, OBEs and MBEs and WBAs.
WBAs? What does he want? Anthony Joshua?
Or maybe a collection of West Bromwich Albion players.
I can get some MBEs in attendance, Hutch, don't you worry.
You can?
I certainly can.
Who?
Some of my close friends happen to be MBEs.
Yeah, in this case, MBE stands for Massive Bell End.
Who's playing the halftime show, Gary?
The what, Hutch?
The halftime show? Like, what kind of entertainment have you got lined up?
We don't really do that over here.
Currently, it's a stag do doing a penalty shootout.
All right. We're looking into getting some artists for the halftime show.
I'd like Adele.
Adele might be tricky.
I mean, we could get Adele to rap.
Yes, I'm warning you.
Okay, folks, I gotta run, but I'll be with you guys. Looking forward to the big game against Newtown.
Newcastle.
Newcastle, that's it. Let's go, Super Whites.
Hutch, before you go.
What do you want?
I'd like to remove myself formally from the position of chairman of Ashwood City Football Club.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, as per my contract, I'll remove myself from the role of chairman and assume my regular duties.
Your regular duties?
As per my contract? You mean the contract you gave yourself?
My regular duties as chief executive.
Is this another trick? Is this another goddamn trick?
Yes, it is, Hutch. Don't fucking listen to him.
Those are my terms.
Those are no fucking terms, you twat. You're just taking what you want.
Gary, I'm gonna leave this with you. Bye, guys.
Right. Now that Daddy's gone, you can fuck off back to your room. Go on. Go and play with your iPad. Text your mates. Have a wank over your Nuts magazine or whatever you do.
Gary, I recommend you accept my deal.
Deal? Come off it.
How about a withdrawal agreement, Patrick? Mm-hmm. We'll agree to withdraw you from this conversation. Bye-bye now.
Reinstate me as chief executive.
Or what?
Try me.
I will.
Wonderful. Have a good match day, Gary.
Huh. Is that a threat? What are you going to do? Unleash a plague of locusts? You're not God.
No. No, I'm not. No. I'm much fucking worse than that.
Ashwood Herald?
Hi. Could you get me Gareth McCaskill, please? It's Patrick Nolan. He's expecting my call.
Certainly, absolutely. Bear with me a few moments. You looking forward to the game this weekend?
Oh, very much so.
Ashwood City Football Club are one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With limited domestic success and growing frustration within the fan base, the new ownership have installed a five-year policy of advancements they call the offensive.
McCaskill, let's do it. It's time to unleash Storm Gareth.
Right. Brilliant. So, I've got the recording you kindly sent. I'm going to use this clip of Rod for our Twitter.
Right, now listen up. For the Newcastle game, I don't want a single one of you lot in the Newcastle half. Right? Nil-nil. Shut it down. Close the game out. Anyone who tries to play football will be taken out the back and shot. I'm looking at you, Mark.
Okay, so where's the bit where Rod says, let's bore the stadium to death?
That'll be on the website for the full clip.
Right.
What's the end game here? Get Rod the sack?
No. Just riling up the fans, really.
What for?
I have my reasons.
I see. You know, Patrick, my son, every summer, wanders outside to find an anthill. And he'll consume himself for a whole day trying to torment it. Magnifying glass, hot water, his own piss, anything. Just to provoke him.
Oh, God, is this the parable where the psychopathic kid kills his own father?
Now he has recurring nightmares, Patrick. He's convinced the ants are coming to kill him.
Okay, what's your point, Gareth?
I would have thought my point was fairly obvious.
Well, it isn't.
Right.
Okay, is that everything? Are you going to ask the club about Rod's comments in the press room?
I'll ask Rod himself.
No, he won't be there.
Why not?
Because as soon as this gets out, he'll be too paranoid.
And we're not going to come up against Jess Tate in the press room with this.
No, she's been uninvited from the match day.
Excellent. And would he?
He'll be ill.
He'll be ill.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think he's coming down with something.
What do you mean you're not well?
I've been struck down with don't-give-a-fuck-itis.
Ooh. What?
Don't-give-a-fuck-itis. It's going round at the moment, I think.
I'm not an idiot, Woody.
My doctor says I won't be able to give a fuck for at least a week.
Well, get over it and get in here. The Herald have leaked a clip of Rod's tactics and now Alex has got to face the press.
Gary, are you aware of the main symptom of don't-give-a-fuck-itis?
Let me guess. You don't give a fuck.
Aye, I don't, pal. Soz, what's sexy and hangs up?
Woody! Oh, fucking hell, fuck's sake. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Fuck!
Gary, what the fuck am I supposed to say to this lot?
Just say... I don't know. Just say Rod is playing mind games.
Mind games? Rod doesn't have a fucking mind. He lost it years ago. What the fuck do I say to the press, Gary?
Just dodge the questions.
Oh, where's Jess?
You removed her from the matchday staff, Alex. She's not obliged to attend the pre-match presser, so thanks for that.
I don't know what to do.
Look, there's been a million disastrous press conferences in the past. Nigel Pearson's ostrich, Rafa and his fax, eh? Remember that? Eric and his seagulls. You can't possibly fuck it up as much as them.
They're calling me in. Fuck.
Well,
fuck.
I'll be watching from here, all right? Good luck.
Oh, fuck you.
I won't be down the pub tonight, Bobby.
Okay, Rod wasn't able to make it today. He's busy with a training session.
More defensive drills, is it?
I'll be taking some questions.
Alex, just how boring is this game going to be?
That was a misquote.
It's not, don't play that with me, it's a direct quote from the video. How boring is this game going to be for the paying fans?
Let's not get bogged down in what was said and just let the team answer these questions on the pitch.
What does that even mean?
It means... It means... it means that when the seagulls follow the ostrich, it's because of sardines. And that is a fact. does anyone have a question that's not about cod? Rod.
Actually, I've got a question that's not about Rod.
Yeah, great. Let's hear it.
TV compound is locked. We can't get in. Set up the broadcast.
What broadcast?
To broadcast the game on Sky, Alex. The code you've given us doesn't work on the gate.
We've really got to get on with this.
What the fuck?
Right, so once you get through to security, just say it's Christine from the office and you need the code changed on the compound gate.
Ugh, Patrick, what do I say the reason is?
The reason is the codes are changed on a monthly cycle, but we're just doing it a couple of days early.
Okay, fine. You know they won't be able to access the new code until the weekend is over. If the office is closed and the request has come from the office, then...
Oh, they won't they? Oh, that's a shame, isn't it? Ah, well, should be fine. Thanks, Christine.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster, Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more. And join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
City of Ashwood Council, Yvonne speaking.
Yvonne, it's Jess Tate from Ashwood City Football Club.
Oh, what do you want?
Bit of an urgent one. I need a favour.
Oh, you do you?
Yeah, I need to renew the food premises approval for the outlets at Dartley Park.
What? When did it expire?
Oof, last year. Oh, whoopsie. But I just need it renewed quickly for this weekend. Thanks, babe.
Babe?
Thanks, Anne.
Miss Tate! If your food premises licence has expired, you should have booked a new inspection a month before its expiry.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yes. Yes, it is a bummer. I'm sending officials to Dartley Park now. You are not permitted to sell food and drink this match day. This is totally unacceptable. Kenneth? Kenneth! We're going to Dartley Park right now! We've finally got the fuckers!
Right, final point of discussion for the Supporters Club tonight, for the game this weekend. Peter and his wife Lynn are still selling half and half scarves, yeah, despite our requests. Peter and Lynn, I can't see you in here, but you've got
hey
to
stop. Hey, lads and ladies. Oh, no.
It's
just lads. Hey, lads.
Excuse me. This is a Supporters Club. No Ashwood staff allowed, yeah, Mr. Woodall.
I just want a quick word, all right? Excuse me. I would just... Ooh. Bloody hell, that's
all. Break up.
I would just like to request... No, I would like to beg you all to cancel the protests for tomorrow's game.
What protests?
What are you on about?
Oh, didn't you know? Are you guys not in discussions with the rest of the fan base? Oh, all right, never mind.
You mugging us off.
What protest? What's going on?
There's a protest tomorrow.
Is this Spencer, why the fuck didn't you tell us about any fucking protests, you specky little prick?
No, I didn't. I didn't. Shit. Because it was a secret protest.
How the fuck are we supposed to protest in secret?
Anyway, look, I've got to shoot off, but thanks for hearing me out, guys, yeah. Okay? The Ashwood City Board of Directors really appreciate your loyalty, all right?
Loyalty? Spencer, are you loyal to the fucking board? Explain yourself.
Now, listen, I can explain. Yeah, if everybody would just listen...
Let's protest the Newcastle game!
So then the council
will
said that they can't process a new licence or even grant an emergency one.
Well, what are you telling me, Alex?
That, all of our food and drink outlets have been closed.
Fucking hell!
Ouch!
Sorry.
Fucking hell, man.
I might have dropped my phone. Quite hard and on purpose.
You threw your phone, you mean?
Well, what the fuck? How has this fucking happened?
I don't know. I just don't know.
What do we do?
Oh, I don't know, Gary. Why don't you ask the marketing director that's worked here for a month?
I'm trying to brainstorm my way out of this, Alex. Just for fuck's sake.
Call Patrick.
Fuck off.
Gary, you're a few more fuck-ups away from the next Fair Festival.
I haven't fucked up. It's that bastard Nolan.
Then you've got literally one other option aside from giving them fuck-all to eat and drink.
Right. What's my option?
Oh, the Kent Vegan and Craft Beer Festival that's in town.
Oh, may God have mercy on us all.
Right, it's Ashford Fair TV. What you got there, Pete?
I've got a jackfruit falafel wrap with a passion fruit American pale ale, Danny.
How much was all that, pal?
£18.25.
Well, Pete, you look into that camera there, mate, and tell the board exactly what you think of it.
Yeah, just turn the lens. Well, I think it's hoppy, but very light. It goes down quite easy.
Not a beer, Pete, not a beer. The fact that we're protesting today, the fact that we're all stood here with wooden plates and spicy tofu.
Look, it's disgusting. It's fucking disgusting. Tofu should be banned from the ground along with the flares and the cocaine.
It's tofu, then.
It's plastic. No, it's not fucking plastic.
It is, it's plastic.
Graham, it's not plastic.
What is it, then?
It's a bean curd made from coagulated soy milk.
You fucking what?
He's Googling it?
No, not.
You fucking
I can fucking see you looking it up, son.
Call me a liar again, Pete, and I'll ram these chopsticks up your fucking arse.
Try it, mate, and this wooden fork will end up in your fucking eyeball.
Who just threw that fucking goji berry at me?
Me, you c***. There's plenty more where that came from.
The vegan food.
Mike, how you doing, pal? Welcome to Dartley Park. Yeah, no, we're going to batter you guys today. Oh, you're with the Sports Direct mob? Great, well, look, glad to hear it. Yeah, listen, I'm running late, but I've booked the corporate restaurant out for you guys, so I'll meet you up there. Oh, and Mike, drinks are on me, so go nuts.
This is Gary.
Gary, it's Christine.
I'm a bit busy right now, Christine.
I'm in the corporate restaurant, and I can see Hutch and...
I know, I'm on my way. I'm just sorting out a few bits.
Everything is booked by Fortitude Holdings, so he and his clients are at a table with Mike Ashley.
Oh.
Hutch is sat with Mike Ashley.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, no, but the problem
is... I can see what the fucking problem is. Look, I'm on my way.
Have you spoken to Alex?
No, why?
She had a question about the halftime show.
Christ, what about it?
The tribute act for the halftime show.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a tribute act that's been arranged, but she doesn't know who it is.
Look, I don't care who it is. As long as Hutch thinks it's the real person, I don't care. They just have to be authentic, you know.
Okay,
fuck's sake.
Oh, God.
What?
He's just thrown up.
Who, Hutch?
No, Ashley. But quite a lot of it has gone on Hutch.
Oh, fucking hell.
Apologies for the technical issues we've been experiencing. As mentioned in the studio, we have had very limited time within the stadium. Kickoff here. Ashwood with their regular five at the back, looking to soak up all the pressure today. This is Almiron. And now something's up here. The referee has stopped the play. Ah, there seems to be a supporter on the pitch. Now, this isn't good to see at all after the recent events at Birmingham. Real tension here. The supporter comes across the pitch now. Efforts to make the players safe. We don't want a repeat of what... he's just taking his clothes off. Panic over. Here come the stewards. He's got a good run on in this fella. Not a bad sprint at all. Will be quite handy on the left wing for Ashwood City. Maybe there's some scouts in the stands. He's still going. Determined to make his statement, whatever that may be. And the stewards have got him. There he goes. Slight graze across his face there as he hits the advertising banners. Bleeding from the face and from the chest. Looks like a broken wrist as well. We're going to carry on here.
And we're going to go back to Dartley Park. It's Ashwood City versus Newcastle. What's happening there, Michelle?
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Nothing new here.
Anything more to add on that, Michelle?
Nope.
Right.
Nothing has happened. There's been no shots, limited possession for the home side, some passes.
I see. How's the atmosphere there, Michelle?
Pretty tense. We've had a couple of pitch invaders. They're looking to send a message to the board, it would seem.
Thanks for that, Michelle. Rather you than me.
And Broome passes it back to Adeyemi. Adeyemi passes it to Riviere, who kicks it off. And we've got another interruption here. A few more fans have found their way onto the pitch. Goodness me. And this will cause yet another delay. Hutch Lewis there on your screens, looking on in the stands, owner of Ashwood City. Doesn't look too pleased with what he sees.
Billy is watching the game for us in the studio. How goes it, Billy?
Awful, Chris. Absolutely awful, mate. I mean,
come on.
It's not funny, mate. I don't know why I'm subjected to this, to be quite honest with you.
Oh, Billy, come on. I'm only winding you up,
yeah,
mate.
Well, the game has wound me off.
Billy, come on, mate.
No, I've had enough, Chris, mate. And if you think it's funny, then, you know, laugh it off. But I'm not going to sit and watch this game, because it's disgraceful.
Billy.
I've had enough. Apologies for the noise there. I don't know if that's coming through. There's a plane overhead at the moment with an objectionable message that I won't repeat here. So keep your eyes off the skies for now and keep them on the pitch. No, 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 don't. We've got another streaker. Back in the sky. No, the banner. No, keep... Let's have a look at the stands. See if we've got any famous faces in the stands.
Let's go back to Michelle at Dartley Park. What's happening, Michelle?
I can't hear him.
Michelle.
Is he asking us something?
Michelle, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
I can't fucking hear him.
Michelle, we can hear you. Can
oh,
you,
good,
because
I've got
us?
Nothing to fucking say about this shit. He's a prick, isn't he?
Michelle.
Absolute prick.
Michelle, as mentioned earlier, we've been having technical issues at Dartley Park all day due to some problems getting into the ground. Apologies for the bad language you heard from Michelle there.
Could be a chance for Newcastle here. And Perez wrestled to the ground.
Yeah, a pretty dire game, Steve. Much more interesting off the pitch than on it. Ashwood came here to do one thing and... Ah!
Oh! Michelle, are you...
Oh, God!
Are you right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
My word! What was it? Was that a coin or something? Thrown at you? You okay?
It was... An avocado.
An avocado?
Yeah, there's a few things being thrown now, Steve.
Well, it serves you right for what you said earlier.
What?
I said get yourself out of the ground and home safe, Michelle. That was Michelle at Dartley Park. Ugly scenes indeed. My word.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for your halftime entertainment. With over 350 million records sold worldwide, 13 Grammy Awards, and star of the recent HBO documentary smash Leaving Neverland, Michael Jackson.
Hello, Ashley.
Oh, my fucking God. Excuse me a second, Hutch.
What?
What fucking joker did that?
Did what?
Booked the Michael Jackson tribute act.
Whoever you told to find a tribute act to fool Hutch. It was your idea, Gary. You can't blame other people for everything, you know.
This is bad.
No, Gary, it's black or white.
Not the fucking situation, Alex. Jeez, I'm about to lose my fucking mind.
God, what is wrong with you?
I wanted a tribute act of a current star to fool this clueless American cunt and his pals. I said someone like Adele.
Michael Jackson is bigger than Adele.
Yeah, actually, you're right, aren't you? Maybe Hutch will be fooled that we've got the king of pop on the pitch. Maybe Hutch is blind and deaf. Oh, and forgetful of the fact that Michael Jackson has been dead for 10 fucking years.
Oh, yeah, okay, right. I see why this is a problem now.
Oh, you see now, do you? Well, that is a relief.
Oh, he looks just like Michael Jackson.
Well, maybe it's the man in the fucking mirror.
Newcastle fans seem to be enjoying it, like.
That's because he's singing black or white. Fucking hell, this is humiliating.
Oh, let me see if I can get him to come off early.
Yeah, tell him to beat it.
Come on, Ashford. Let's see those heads in the air.
Time here at Dartley Park. It finishes Ashwood City 0, Newcastle United 0. I want to say, regardless of the football,
sake.
It was a pretty dark day for the game here today. Hutch Lewis, Ashwood City owner, we are told, is recovering well.
Mate.
After getting struck with a bottle of ale. The fans are yet to disperse from the ground. Planes are circling overhead. There's chance of returning to the Ashwood way. All in all,
fucking
it is
hell.
A huge mess for the Kent side.
Hey, Alex, it's me.
Well, you must be pretty satisfied.
Yeah, you did great. Perfect, in fact. How's Gary doing?
Having a meeting with Hutch.
That Michael Jackson act was inspired, by the way. Well done.
That wasn't me. Somebody at the club genuinely booked him. You may need to fire whoever did that when you come back, you know.
Christ. Okay, yeah. Look, I'll keep that in mind. So what?
So when are you coming back so I can have this bonus or whatever?
Well, Gary won't last much longer. I'll be back
right.
soon enough.
Is it always like this around here?
Oh, yeah. That's the Ashwood way.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive.
Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts. This show is part of the Radio Stakhanov Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.